Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Alaska Division of Forestry and Fire Protection announced awarding more than $171,000 to 32 rural fire departments across the state. The volunteer fire assistant grants are provided to increase firefighter safety, improve the firefighting capabilities of rural volunteer fire departments, and enhance protection in the wildland-urban interface for Alaskans. Out of the 32 rural Alaska fire departments, 10 were awarded in the Kenai-Kodiak area. Those include the Moose Pass Volunteer Fire Department, Lowell Point Fire Department, Cooper Landing, Western Emergency Services, Seward, Bear Creek Fire, Kenai Fire Department, Kachemak Emergency Services, Central Emergency Services, and Nikiski Fire Department. To see the full list, visit the story at RadioKenai.com. Funding for the grants came from the U.S. Forest Service as part of the Federal Volunteer Fire Assistance Program. Alaska's rural fire departments will receive between $2,500 to $6,000 to support training, equipment purchases, and prevention activities throughout a cost share. Local fire departments are critical in helping the Division of Forestry and Fire Protection accomplish its mission of protecting Alaskans from wildfire, said Chief of Fire and Aviation Norm McDonald. These funds will help ensure that local partners at our rural fire departments are better equipped to fight both structure and wildland fires. Fire departments can use the funds to purchase portable water tanks, personal protective equipment, firefighting pumps, replace old equipment like hose and nozzles, tools, and other resources used to help fight both structure and wildland fire. To qualify for the grants, fire departments must serve a population of 10,000 or less, be registered fire department with the state fire marshal, and provide a minimum of 10% non-federal matching funds. The grant application period runs from November 1st to January 31st annually. For this year's Volunteer Fire Assistance Program, the maximum grant was raised to $6,000, up from $5,000, to account for increased costs, especially shipping to rural Alaska. March jobs count was up 2.3% from last March, an increase of 7,000. All Alaska industries grew over the year except information, which was flat. Gains were largest in leisure and hospitality, up 2,000, and transportation, warehousing, and utilities, up 1,400, both of which sustained some of the biggest pandemic losses and are now above or approaching pre-pandemic job levels. The Kenai Peninsula Bureau, not seasonally adjusted, unemployment rates dropped from 6.5 in February to 5.0 in March of 2023. Oil and gas employment was up 400 over the year to 7,400, but remains nearly 30% below pre-pandemic levels and less than half of what it was at its all-time high of 15,300 in late 2014. The public sector was up over the year, led by local government, which includes public schools, up 300. State and federal government each added 100 jobs. The state's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate was 3.7% in March, and the comparable U.S. rate was 3.5%. Job openings are high, and Alaska and the nation both had more available jobs than workers. In February, the most recent month available, both had about one unemployed worker for every two job openings. To see the full details and information, visit the story at RadioKenai.com. The Alaska State Board of Education and Early Development adopted regulations associated with the Alaska Reads Act on Wednesday, April 19th, and approved regulations related to statewide screening tool to go out for public comment. The Alaska Reads Act creates four new programs with the Alaska State Board of Education and Early Development: an early education program, a department reading program, a district reading improvement program, and a virtual education consortium. These new programs will assist school districts in their effort to bring all students to reading proficiency by third grade, which will make their future in all arenas of education more accessible. More at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.